Back to Huskies Drive Time here on Mix 93 WKMJ. We go from men's basketball to women's basketball. They will host Ohio Dominican on Thursday afternoon, 5:30 at the SDC Gym, along with Tiffin on Saturday afternoon at 1. Coach Kim Cameron from the women's basketball team is with us. How was your Christmas, Coach?
Good morning. It was great. How was yours?
It was good. It was very good. And tell us what you did.
I got to go home, and I got to be with my nieces and my nephew, which was very fun for me.
And we were talking to you about them, I think, before the break. And did you get a chance to spoil them with all kinds of gifts and everything?
Oh, yeah. Spoiled rotten.
Do they,
I only get to see them a few times a year, so when I do, I make it worthwhile.
do their parents get upset at you because maybe you make the parents look bad?
Not one little bit.
Oh,
nope.
That's good. That's good. Kim Cameron with us, Michigan Tech basketball with that mandatory time off. And like we asked Coach Kevin Luke, what did the team do kind of on their own? Did they go home and practice with high school teams?
Yeah, I think a lot of them got a chance to do that. A lot of them are still close with their high school coaches, and know, especially the younger ones, still know players that are on their team. They also get a chance to at least get themselves into a gym, which is great. And I think they did a good job of holding themselves accountable, make sure you don't go home for 7 days and not do anything. You know, this is a big time of the year where teams can take a step forward and get ahead of everybody else. Or you can stay the same, and based on how they came back yesterday, I think we made a significant step forward while they were gone. They didn't just go home and eat and sit there. So I'm happy with the steps that they took. We didn't have to take a full day yesterday to get back in shape. I thought they came in ready to go, really focused, and I'm really happy about that.
Coach, you started the season with a 1-2 record, and since then you've gone 5 straight wins. What's been the key to success?
Yeah, you know, that was such a funny start because, you know, we played a really, really tough team in Concordia and won the first game, and then played a couple teams that I thought that we should have been better at and competed more and even won those games. And you're sitting there looking at what you're doing wrong, and it felt like we lost 100 games and not just 2. Then we had the Thanksgiving break, which I thought was really advantageous for our team, taking the time to practice with a couple games under our belts. You know, we started the preseason, and you're practicing, and you're still kind of figuring out who's going to be your leader, who's going to be your scorer. We had a couple injuries, so I don't think anybody was really quite sure of who was going to step up and what our identity was going to be as far as who's going to get the ball in tough situations. And over that Thanksgiving break, I think with those 3 games behind us, we were able to move forward and really focus and get back to what we wanted to emphasize, which was defense. And I know I've said this before, but as the games have gone on, I think the girls are just getting more comfortable. They understand what we need to do to win. They understand that every game is going to be a battle, and we've made every game very exciting, which is hard for me. But you know, we're doing a lot of the right things, and we're truly getting better in every single situation. And for that, I'm really happy, especially with some of the youth that we have on our team.
Well, you look at the GLIAC North. I mean, talk about some tough teams on top right now. 4-0, 4-0, 4-0. Michigan Tech, Wayne State, and Northern Michigan. Take us out of the equation, Coach. Who do you think, from what you've seen on tape, what you've heard, who you played, who do you think is the best team if you take Michigan Tech out of there?
You know, that's a hard thing to say right now just because of who we've played so far. Injury will play a role in that. And I don't, you know, the North has only played the South so far, and I think when the North teams start stumbling up, because we'll play the teams in the North twice, there's a lot of things that are going to come out of that. The schedule doesn't get any easier from here, and you're looking at weekends that you're looking forward to, and there's not any. And every, I mean, like you say, I mean, we can say it a million times, but every team is really, really good, you know. And we're looking at Ohio Dominican, who we're playing this week, and they're being Ferris, and you know, it's just, you have to be sharp every single night in order to win.
Well, talk about Ohio Dominican. That's Thursday's game at the SDC, and what problems do they present for the Huskies on our home court?
Yeah, they have a guard who averages 20-plus points a game, and that's in conference. And, you know, the South teams have played a lot of the tough teams in the North, who I think, you know, your Wayne States, your Ferris States, your Grand Valleys, and she's still averaging 20-plus. So a really good jump shooter, which you don't see a lot in the women's game, so she's kind of fun to watch. And she's going to be a big focal point for us. They're very good at getting to the basket. Their fours and their fives can drive, which is something that we needed to make sure that we get better at after Parkside's game. You know, we had a tough time defending one of their players who just put her head down and went to the basket. And we're going to have to make sure that we shore that up, because that's a lot of what Ohio Dominican is going to do to us as well.
Well, you wrap up the weekend against Tiffin on Saturday. Have you seen anything out of Tiffin yet?
You know, they always play. They have a really good coach, and they always play really, really hard. She gets them, whether they're undersized, whether their post player is 5'10", they're always fighting for everything that they have. I haven't seen a ton of them on tape, but I do know the culture and what their coach teaches and emphasizes, and I think that they're going to come in and they're gonna fight as hard as they can the way that they always do.
So what are some of the, I know you mentioned a couple already, but as we head into the new year, Coach, the women's basketball team playing really good ball right now, but what are some of the things that you really want the team to get better at here as we move along?
I think there's a step that we still need to take. I think we still need to break a little bit of a barrier. I think some of the uncertainty and understanding where we were going to be at this year and who was going to be our leader, I think that stuff is figuring itself out, and I think people need to start being a little more accountable for taking that next step. I think there's different players on our team that can really elevate their games, and as we're starting to get more comfortable in our offense and in our defense and in our game flow, they need to start expecting a little bit more from themselves. You know, I think Danny Blake has been very consistent and very strong for us. I think it's time for her to take her game to the next level. I think Carrie Gardner, you know, everybody, it's a big shock that she's playing and she's getting chances and she's doing great. And it's time for it wasn't for us. We need her to start expecting a little bit more from herself now that the shock is over. She really needs to step up, because I think she can actually do a lot of different things for us. And even Kenzie and Kylie, you know, different people, I think, really need to start hold themselves a little bit more accountable for being successful for 40 minutes and just being a little bit more aggressive on both ends of the floor and understanding, you know, it doesn't get any easier from this point forward, and it's time to put our head down and pull through.
All right, Coach. Well, we appreciate your time, and we wish you a happy new year, and we're looking forward to the games Thursday afternoon at 5:30 against Ohio Dominican, followed by the men, and then on Saturday afternoon, taking on Tiffin at 1 o'clock, and followed by the men at 3. Doubleheader basketball for Michigan Tech, and of course, we'll also have the broadcast for you here on Mix 93 WKMJ. Enjoy the games, Coach. Good luck.
Hey, thanks. Happy New Year.
All right, same to you. That is Coach Kim Cameron here on Mix 93 WKMJ. Take a short time out. Be back with more Drive Time on the Mix.